Blog Talk Radio.
We will bless the Lord at all times. We will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. In our mouths. In our mouths, God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. So, most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart to say thank you for this another day that you have made. Father God, we bless you. Father God, as we rise and shine at your command, Father, we thank you for the gift of life, health, and strength. Father God, we thank you for provisions. We thank you for making a way out of no way. We thank you for open doors of favor, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for new mercies we see as we embrace this brand new day. Father God, we honor you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We declare your glory in all the earth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, oh, glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your righteous name, Father God. You are mighty God. Hallelujah. Great and you're mighty. And you're mighty and you're great. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord Jesus. Father God, we want to say thank you for bringing us through the weekend, Father God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for bringing us through the night. Thank you for ushering us into a new day. Father God, hallelujah. It is with a grateful heart, Father God, that we come to give you thanks, Father God, in all things. Hallelujah. We bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Father God, you are mighty, 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 mighty God. Hallelujah. We love you, Father God, and we thank you that you first loved us, Father God. Not only did you love us, you proved your love when you gave your only begotten Son, Father God, who died for our sins, Father God. And he was rose again on the third day, and he lives. And he lives forevermore. And so, Father God, because he lives, we live. And we want to say thank you for life in Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for where we are. We thank you for where we're going. We thank you for where we've been. We thank you, Father God, for all of these things, in the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah. Thank you. Father God, so we just want to say thank you for this day, Father God, hallelujah, and everything that's in front of us, Father God, the week, the month, the year, and most importantly, eternity. Father, we thank you for all these things, Father, as we endeavor, Father, hallelujah, to lift up the name of Jesus, Father God, in these last days, in these last hours. So we bless you, Father. Have your way today. Bless our services. Father God, that you and you alone will be glorified and your people will be edified. And we honor you on today, Father, for everything. Now, Father God, hallelujah, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Top of the morning to you and you and you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. We pray that everybody had a lovely, 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 lovely weekend. Glory be to God that whatever you did, amen, you had Jesus on your mind. If you're a first timer to our ministry, welcome, welcome, welcome. thank you for starting your week off with us here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Glory be to God. Please have a seat at the breakfast table and enjoy the service, amen, that is about to come forth. Amen. I'm Apostle Alfreda Bradford, amen, out of Philadelphia. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus and thanking him for another day to serve, amen, in his kingdom. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. For a spirit of refreshment, a spirit of realignment. Amen. Glory be to God. God is just so good. God will give you what you need when you need it. Amen. All we have to do is continue to walk with him and to trust him all the way. Amen. And amen. All right. We're still talking about the women of the Bible. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. We will, amen, continue this week and then next week because we're going to take it right up to Mother's Day. Amen. And then, Lord's willing, we may be talking about the men of the Bible. We're not quite sure. We don't want to think too far ahead. We don't want to overwork ourselves. Amen, because it's not necessary. Amen, because God will let us know what to do when we need to do it. Amen. And so we bless God. Amen and amen. Okay, this morning, amen, glory be to God. Amen. We will be receiving an exhortation on Zipporah. We want to thank God for her. Amen. Glory be to God. Whatever is to be said about her, which we are about to learn. Coming to us this morning, amen, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God, amen, for our Elder Martin, Elder Estelle Martin. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Thank God for her commitment, amen, in the Lord's kingdom. Sold out, amen, to do the will of the Father. Focus. Amen, on pleasing him, amen, bringing a smile to God's heart and having the Lord say yes and amen, amen, as she walks in accord with the Spirit. And so we want to thank God for her spirit of love, her spirit of service, her spirit of faith, amen, in the Lord's kingdom, amen. Glory be to God. She is an armor bearer, yet she is a leader in her own right. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God for her. Amen. So it is she who's going to come and share with us on this morning. Amen. At this time. Amen. As we open up the line, just give me 1 minute here to coordinate this. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all of the honor. So I want to introduce to some and present to others our Minister Estelle Martin that we might receive her this morning. For her grace and for her abilities. In Jesus' name. Elder Martin, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Dr. Pastor Bradford. Good morning. Good morning. Giving honor to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you for that introduction. To God be the glory. It's just a pleasure. Thank you for thinking of me, and I'm going to try to do the best I can to say a little bit by Zipporah. In Jesus' name, Father God, let the words of my mouth, meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Again, good morning to each and everyone. Now, Zipporah, you will find the story about Zipporah, and it was the woman who wrongfully opposed her husband. Her story is found in Exodus 2:21-22, Exodus 4:24-25, Exodus 18, you can go to verse 1-6 to learn about Zipporah. We're going to go into Zipporah, the meaning of Zipporah. It meaning a beauty, temperate mourning. Now, Zipporah is, when they say the woman who wrongfully opposed her husband, her story is found, okay, in the book of Exodus, is the chapter I gave you. Now, this, she said, a bridegroom of blood by circumcision. Now, Sabora is a Midianite, was a descendant of Medea. Now, we know that Moses, after fleeing Egypt, after killing one of Pharaoh's soldiers for striking, hallelujah, the Hebrew, amen. This is when he went into another country, running for his life. Okay, it says now, Zipporah and Moses met at her hometown of Medea at the well. She met Moses, who was fleeing from the Egyptians and from Pharaoh's judgment after he murdered an Egyptian. You can read Exodus 2, second chapter, 15, verse 22nd. Zipporah and her six sisters were attending to their daily chores of drawing water and working at their father's flock. She's only mentioned three times in the Bible. Despite her bravery and quick thinking, Moses doesn't treat Zipporah especially well or act particularly grateful. Zipporah may be obscure, but the wife of Moses mattered. Moses become extremely upset because Zipporah refuses to allow their two sons to be circumcised. Although circumcision was not a practice or the Midianites, it was a symbol of the covenant between God and his people for Moses. Now, this after Moses meeting with Zipporah and her sisters, her father immediately allowed them to marry. And after marrying, Zipporah and Moses had two sons. I have wrote their names down to try to pronounce them. They had two sons. But what happened between Zipporah and Moses that had Moses not treat her so well? You know, it is customary for the Jews to circumcise their sons. And Zipporah, she did not want to. You know, this is why Moses took and didn't treat her so gracefully. But what happened was, by him not standing up and circumcising their son, it was where the angel, okay, let me see. It said, what does a bridegroom of blood mean? She said, a bridegroom of blood by circumcision. The standard interpretation of a passage is that God wanted to kill Moses for neglecting the right or circumcision of his son. And what happened, Zipporah, she acted quickly, and she cut off the foreskin of her son. Okay, it says here, Zipporah, the wife of Moses, give to him in marriage by her Midianite priest father. She historically saved Moses and her sons from a random attack from an angel by cutting off her son's foreskin. And by her doing that, the angel did not kill Moses. She had to act really quick. So, you know, it's custom. And we know that today that they, and when we had sons, because I had two sons, and before leaving the hospital, they had to be circumcised. But they would ask you, do you want them to be circumcised or not? But we know that it's tradition. They say it's for the foreskin coming off. It's for their health. It's a good thing for hygiene as well. You know, it's a traditional thing. Amen. And when I think about Sabora, Sabora is was a woman that she would get things done, but she wasn't a woman that would obey her husband. She'd come against her husband. And we have so many today that, you know, they will stand with their husband. Now, it's God, the husband, the wife, then the children. We'd be out of order. So a lot of time out of order, we see what happened. She would have lost Moses because the angel came to kill him because he did not follow the traditions of God. Okay. And Sabora, she was a Mennonite. Okay. And all right. It said Moses was extremely upset because Sabora refused to allow their sons to be circumcised. Although circumcision was not a practice of the Mennonites, it was a symbol of the covenant between God and his people for Moses. Okay. They say the Mennonites, an Arabic people who occupied the desert areas in southern Transjordan, northern Arab. So it was not customary for Abora, I'll say her custom, you know, her people, you know, for them to do that. But she speedily went to rescue Moses from being killed by the angel. Say God had sent an angel. And like I said, we as women, you know, we have to learn to respect. And if our husbands or our wives, if they're saying things that's going to for the betterment of the family, you know, then we should be where we have a listening ear. If we are walking with God, you know, he's not the author of confusion, but the author of peace and harmony. I should say love, peace, and harmony. So we can learn something from Sabora, and we could learn that the women did, as always, what women work today, have to work today to help the family, and it's not in order. You know, sometimes you have a one family where it's just the one parent. Nowadays you have the father, it's no mother. You have the mother and it's no father. But we have those things today. But as you can see here with Sabora, she had six sisters, and her sisters went out to help her. And today we need each other. We need to unify. We need to help each other. And it would be a better world if we would, you know, unite. We would make, you know, get together, because we would make more happen than what's happening today. And we could see that it's no unity. But God say, united we stand, divided we fall. And that's, I'm going to end it at that point. That united we stand, divided we fall. And Sabora was not a wife that listened to her husband. And Moses had married out of his nationality, he being a Jew and she was a Mennonite. So a lot of times, you know, that could bring confusion in, because we have customs that we are used to doing, and then the other culture don't, you know, they doing different things, and that's happening in our world today. So I had put a little prayer. Great I Am, like the path before us, we pray. Remind your church of the same. Amen. Amen. Dr. Pastor Bradford, back at you.
Amen. 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 Give me one. Amen, Elder. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Amen. That history on Zipporah. Amen. The woman who wrongfully opposed her husband, not working with her husband, not working together, not working on one accord. Glory be to God. As you said, amen. As you ended, united we stand. divided we fall. Glory be to God. And she didn't have that. Amen. And you know, for whatever reason, she just didn't have it. And you know, and the history really don't even say that much more about it, does it? Amen. Glory be to God. She didn't really leave behind a spiritual legacy. Glory be to God. And her life could have been so much more different if she was shared with her husband's meekness, if she had shared with her husband's godliness, if she had shared her husband's spiritual values. But she didn't. She didn't have that. Amen. And so that's a great lesson for us to learn, you know, as women and men. You know, I think that's what when the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? You know, so compatibility is so important. You know, it's so important. Now, just because they say he say then you say, don't mean you're compatible. Don't really mean you're compatible.
Amen.
To pray and talk and see, you know, because otherwise you're going living in two different worlds. Two different worlds. Amen.
Amen.
So, amen. So we want to encourage the women. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, and before we close on this one, it's good. Thank you very much for your presentation. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Very thorough. You dug right into it. Because to tell you the truth, the Bible really don't, you know, it gives us her history, you know, how they met. And, you know, those circumstances that divided them. But it really don't say that much about her, because the situation that divided them really did divide them. You know, you can live in the same house and still be divided. But, you know, the real lesson I think we can learn out of this, too, in today's times, Elder, I always tell everyone that it's two major decisions that we make in this lifetime. This culture here is now challenging it with some of their views, but I still say it's two major decisions. Number one, the decision to be born again. Okay, everybody needs to know who Jesus is, and everybody should receive the gift of salvation. But after that first decision, the second decision is who you marry. Who you marry.
Amen.
It's so important. It is extremely important. You just can't marry them because they've got two legs and a pair of breeches on. Or because, you know what I mean, because the hair of her length and her eyelashes is long and she got curves like a soda bottle. No, you got to go deeper than that. You got to go deeper than that. Who you marry is very, very, very important. And this is what we're learning here from Moses and Zipporah. Okay, Moses, Zipporah was not, she, like you said, united we stand, divided we fall, but she didn't have that. She didn't have that. She didn't stand by her man.
Nope.
She didn't stand by her man. Amen. So we want to learn from that. Those of you, amen, who are waiting, amen, and then some of you may be waiting around for a second go round, whatever. Glory be to God. Do it God's way. Just do it God's way. Amen.
Amen.
Do it God's way. Amen. Amen. So we learn from this. We're learning, aren't we? We're learning the good, the bad, the ugly, what to do and what not to do.
Amen.
Through these. And you know what? We can close on this scripture here in Romans 15:4. It says, whatever was thus written in former days was written for our instruction, that by our steadfast and patient endurance and the encouragement drawn from the scriptures, we might hold fast and cherish hope. Everything that God has allowed to be written in the Bible is for our instructions. That's why he shares with us the ugly, the bad, the division, the rebellious. It's all of this is so we can learn from it. See? Not so much to throw these people under the bus because they, they threw themselves under the bus. But glory be to God. But some of us find ourselves in the same situation sometimes. So we want to know how to get out of it. And most importantly, we want to know how to avoid it. How to avoid it.
Amen.
So thank you, Minister. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much, Elder, for sharing. Amen. We appreciate, amen, your exhortation on Zipporah. Leaves us thinking and praying, you know, praying for ourselves and praying for other people that are in bad relationships.
Amen.
Okay, they need a miracle
amen.
With that. And for other people not just to jump in a relationship for the wrong reason. For the wrong reason. Then you're
amen.
Living a miserable life, or now you're in divorce court, or, you know, I mean, this and that and that. And then all that could have been avoided because you didn't have to marry that person. You could just wait until the time was right. Wait until you got another word. Wait until you got the handwriting on the wall. Is this the woman for me? Is this the man for me? They're not the only one. Some people feel if I don't get married now, I might not get another opportunity. Well, let me close on this note. It's better not to marry at all than to marry the wrong person. It's a sad situation to be hooked
amen.
Up with the wrong person when the right person come along.
Amen.
Wait. Be content in yourself. Continue to grow. Continue to mature. Continue. Amen. God got you. He got you. Amen. And you'll know when the right person come along. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Amen.
Amen.
We appreciate you. Amen. Job well
amen.
Done.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. All right, saints. Mm-hmm. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Glory be to God for Zipporah. Amen. Glory be to God. She was married to a great man. It's a shame she wasn't a great woman. It's a shame she wasn't a great woman. Amen. And in Jesus' name. And to God be praise. All right, tomorrow, Lord's willing, amen, we will be speaking on Orpah. Amen. Glory be to God. We already spoke about Ruth. We already spoke about Naomi. But there's still that other sister, her name was Orpah. Amen. And we, Lord's willing, I'll be sharing on her on tomorrow. We bless God. All right. In form of announcements today, Lord's willing, we will be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. We ask that you would join us. Amen. Glory be to God. And bring somebody else with you. Amen. Let them know that prayer is going on. I had an opportunity, amen, to meet so many women this weekend. It was really a blessing. I thank God for just giving me the weekend. It was very refreshing, very, you know, it was a realignment, and it was awesome. And over 350 women near and far, and had an opportunity, but had my cards with me, and I was, you know, gave an opportunity. They were all Christian women, and I invited them all to the prayer line to come. We're here. Let us pray for you. Spread the word. And beloved, this is what we want to do. Pray for one another and spread the word. Amen. Some women, I know some of them was just so happy to know they can call in from their home. Call in from their home, amen, with a group of women. Amen. Praying. Amen. And so we thank you, amen, for all of you here at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. All right. It's going to be a good week. It's going to be a fun week. Amen. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a fun day. It's going to be a blessed day. Amen. Let us walk. Amen. Hallelujah. In the spirit. And if we live in the spirit, the Bible says, let us also walk in the spirit, and we will not fulfill. Amen. Hallelujah. The lust of the flesh. All right. Father God, we thank you for the service on today. We thank you for Zipporah. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you, God. There's so much we can learn from her, Father. So God, we just don't want to be an opposite. We don't want to be an opposition to those who are close to us, be it our spouse, be it our parents, be it our co-workers, our bosses, our leaders. God, when you see unity, you release the blessing. You command the blessing. Father, the only person we really want to be in opposition to is Satan and his agenda. Because we already know that he ain't about nothing but destruction and damnation, Father. So we want to be in opposition to him, Father, as we walk in the light. We want to be in opposition to darkness, Father. But not for those who are doing good and those who are doing your will, Father God. So, Father God, we just pray that you would help us to check ourselves, that we line up with you, and we pray for others, Father. And those who are struggling in their marriages, Father, they just got married. It hasn't even been a year. And some of them trying to figure a way out. Father God, then it gets so bad. Some of them are too embarrassed to get asked for a divorce. They're so prideful to ask for a divorce. So now they setting up their spouses, Father God, and committing murder and trying to collect on a big insurance policy. And it's all type of wickedness going on, Father, when all they had to do was not marry the person in the first place. It was not a gun put to their head to marry that person. They married for the wrong reason, Father God. And you can't just marry for sex. Glory, that's a Bible study all in itself. You can't do it. Father, otherwise those in Hollywood would be together forever. You can't do it. You can't marry for money. You can't marry just for those isolated things. You can't do it, Father. So people need to know the reason for marriage. What is marriage about? What is marriage about? Why did you ordain marriage? What is it, Father God? And then who is it, Father God, that we might have a happy life? Because it's nothing like two people working together in agreement. It's nothing like it, Father. Words can't even explain. For glory be to God. And that's how it is when we work with you, Father, in agreement. Thank you. Father God, we bless your people on today. Give us all a good day. Father, we cancel the spirit of bad news, accidents, incidents, calamities. Father, premature death, it will not take place, it will not take root, and it will not prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Father God, hallelujah. And we say thank you, God. Meet us back at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock at the prayer altar. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come. Father God, our minister Estelle, glory be to God, and I believe our Minister Nancy, I believe, Father God, in the name of Jesus, or whomever our warriors are going to be today, Father, we thank you for these women. We thank you for their sacrifice. Father, uphold them, bless them, Father, and we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, Father, and we place it under the blood of Jesus. No more weeping. No more tears, no more sorrow. That season is over. That season is up, expired. Amen. In Jesus' name. And we say thank you, God. And we bless your holy. And we bless your righteous name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultlessly for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Everybody, amen. Walk in the blessing today. Because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Amen. My pleasure to serve, hallelujah, in the Lord's kingdom on today. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself.
For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive his glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord, your